Welcome to another of the Learn IT to Teach podcasts recorded at TESOL Philadelphia. Our conversation partner today is Vance Stevens, a pioneer in computer-assisted language learning since the 1970s. He has taught TESOL extensively at the university level in the USA and the Middle East. Thousands of TESOL professionals know him as the originator and the animator of Webheads, a community of practice for instructors wanting to integrate technology into their teaching. This is the first of three podcasts with Vance. In installment number one, Vance speaks to the origins of Webheads and how it operates to encourage collaboration and sharing among TESOL professionals.
So since 1998, we've been meeting every Sunday online. That's 15 years almost of meetings. So that would be maybe 1,000 meetings or so, I'm not sure, but anyway, consecutive good track record on meeting on Sundays. And back at that time, when we were starting to use voice software on the internet, and we were able to broadcast our meetings and invite other teachers to come, and they were interested, so we just kind of made general announcements telling people we're going to have these meetings, and they came, and people were very interested in it, and the teachers started overwhelming the students. And we were, meanwhile, presenting at conferences and things like that. So we were getting a lot of popularity, and my idea was to break off the teachers from the students because they were suppressing the student voices. So I was asked to teach in the Electronic Village Online in the second year they had that, and that was in 2002. And that's where I taught a course on modeling community building for, well, learners, and in that case it was teachers. And that started Webheads in Action, which is the one that most people recognize as being Webheads. Anyhow, we've interacted in many ways, explored our own, we were a group that we realized we were a community. We framed ourselves in a community of practice framework, and then I sort of see that as being interacting with other communities and forming networks. So you're going from groups, communities, networks, different sorts of interactions between those three entities. And in the course of this, in 2005, 2007, 2009, we held what we called the Webheads in Action Online Convergences, and they were free online conferences. The one in 2005 was kind of unusual because we had been participating in online conferences, and always there was this paywall problem. You know, we had to put down $25 on a credit card, and if we were involving students, well, what about the students? We can't have them pay, and we always had to negotiate to get these students into the conference for, you know, because just to be part of our presentations. So anyway, it was our idea to make a conference just for free, you know, based on our own Web 2 tools that were coming along at the time. And so that was kind of radical at the time, and it actually worked. It surprised everybody. Worked really well. And in 2006, another group started doing it called K-12 Online Conference. In 2007, George Seaman started his free conferences. 2008, he and Stephen Downs, Dave Cormier started putting on MOOCs. So by the time we did our convergence in 2009, we were sort of tired of that kind of constant. We did it every 2 years, but the event itself was a 72-hour, three-day marathon where we were just grabbing sleep as we could. So I got the idea in 2010 to start doing it week by week. And so that's led to something called Learning Together, which is kind of the latest iteration of that kind of thing, you know, the conferencing. So that's what we're doing right now. The Webheads is kind of meeting regularly week to week, and I'm giving a talk on that tomorrow, Learning Together.
Interesting. This podcast comes to you from the Learn IT to Teach project. The project is funded by the Government of Canada through Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Thank you for listening.